Granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
Khushiyon ka paigham, maah e Ramzan, bakhshish ka saman, maah e Ramzan, maah e Ramzan.
Maulana Haji Abdul Rabi Battari takes part in religious activities in Bangladesh. If the fasting person is healthy during Ramadan Mubarak, he will be able to perform worship with humility and focus. A look at a report on the precautions to be observed in eating and drinking during the sahri and iftar of the fasting person. The chants of Allahu Akbar are raised from Jami Masjid Faizani Farooq Azam in UK. The first azan of Jummah Salah is called at the masjid established at the site of the worshipping place of non-Muslims in Dudley, UK. The devotees are also related with various walks of life attend the istima held before Jummah Salah. The participants offer congratulations on the construction of Faizani Farooq Azam Masjid, praise the efforts of Dawat Islami.
Weekly istima was held at the Global Madni Markaz Faizani Madina in Karachi.
The ijtimaat, which are held after Maghrib and Isha after every Thursday, now are being held after Asr Salah on Friday during Ramadan Mubarak. With respect to this, weekly ijtima was held on Friday at the Global Madni Markaz Faizani Madina, in which Amir Ahle Sunnat conducted Madani Muzakara and answered the questions asked by the devotees Rasool.
Azan Jumma ke baad kharid o farokh jo mana hai wo auraton ke liye bhi hai ya sirf mardon ke liye, kyunki Jumma to sirf mardon par farz hai.
Bechne wale ko kya banega, Jumme ke azan ke baad jo kharid o farokh ba mana hai औरतों के लिए मना नहीं है, तो बेचने वाले का क्या बनेगा? जो बेच रहा है उसका, जो खरीदो फरोख दोनों मना है ना, तो औरत के लिए जायज़ है भी, तो फिर मर्द बेचे तो ये तो मुजरिम हुआ ना.
क्या रोज़े में आई लेंस लगा सकते हैं?
नहीं लगा सकते.
ज़ख्म से खून निकला तो क्या रोज़ा टूट जाएगा?
नहीं टूटेगा.
रोज़े में गुसल फ़र्ज़ हो गया तो क्या रोज़ा टूट जाएगा?
नहीं टूटेगा.
सड़क वगैरह पर जो हम धूल मिट्टी उड़ती है और बाज़ोकत मुँह में भी चली जाती है, तो क्या इससे रोज़ा टूट जाएगा?
खुद ब खुद उड़ती हुई मिट्टी मुँह में चली गई या सांस में चली गई, तो इससे रोज़ा नहीं टूटता.
रोज़े में दाढ़ी वगैरह पर मेहंदी लगाना कैसा?
जायज़ है.
क्या तरावी के बगैर रोज़ा हो जाता है?
हो जाता है.
रोजे में बॉडी स्प्रे वगैरह लगा सकते हैं?
लगा सकते हैं.
एट द एंड ज़िक्र एंड अज़्कार वर ऑब्जर्व्ड, मोरओवर अ हार्ट वार्मिंग दुआ वाज ऑफर्ड.
अल्लाह पाक रमजान शरीफ में शब जुमा और रोजे जुमा की हर घड़ी में तो ऐसे 10-10 लाख मुजरिमों को जहन्नम से आज़ाद फरमाता है, जिन पर जहन्नम वाजिब हो चुका था. अल्लाह पाक इन जहन्नम से आज़ाद शुदगान की फहरिस्त में हमें भी शामिल फरमा ले. या अल्लाह पाक हमें भी जहन्नम से आज़ाद कर दे.
Let's give you Madani news regarding Rukneshwara Maulana Haji Abdul Rabi Battari, who recently travelled to Bangladesh to promote the religious activities of Dawat Islami. He took part in religious activities in various cities. Let's learn more about the journey of Rukneshwara in this report.
शुक्र अदा क्यों कर हो खुदाए बहरोबर.
A monumental traders' ijtima was held in Chittagong, Bangladesh, in which traders, Islamic brothers as well as personalities related with various walks of life participated. Moreover, Rukn-e Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Abdul Rabi Battari, delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the virtues of Jummah.
Friday is the day of barakat. ये आम दिनों की तरह ordinary day नहीं है. जुमे के दिन कोई वन को डीट करे मल्टीप्लाई बाय 70 हो जाता है. दुनिया का प्रॉफिट होता है دنیا کا فائدہ ہوتا ہے، دنیا کی کوئی اسکیم ہوتی ہے ہم فوراً اسے حاصل کرتے ہیں، ٹریول بھی کر لیتے ہیں۔ ہر جمعے کو اللہ کی طرف سے ایک اسکیم ہے کہ ایک نیکی کرو 70 نیکیوں کا ثواب ملے گا۔
رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا عبدالحبی بتاری پریزنٹڈ این انٹروڈکشن آف دعوت اسلامی امنگز دا پارٹیسپینٹس اینڈ موٹیویٹڈ دیم ٹو ٹیک پارٹ ان دا ریلیجیس اینڈ ویلفیئر ایکٹیویٹیز آف دعوت اسلامی ہول ہارٹیڈلی اینڈ سرو دا ریلیجن۔ ایٹ دی اینڈ آف دی اجتماع مولانا عبدالحبی بتاری انٹرڈ دی اسلامک بردرز انٹو سلسلہ عالیہ قادیہ رضویہ اینڈ میڈ دیم ڈسائپل آف امیر اہل سنت۔ ان دی اینڈ صلاۃ والسلام واز ریسائٹڈ مور اوور رکن شورا آفرڈ دعا۔ رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا عبدالحبی بتاری الانگ ود ممبر آف مجلس انٹرنیشنل افیئرز ڈپارٹمنٹ، ہیڈ آف بنگلہ دیش and other representatives met with a personality at his house where other personalities were also present. On this occasion, while presenting the invitation towards righteousness, Rukne Shura motivated the Islamic brothers to build masjid and madrasa, upon which the participants expressed good intentions. Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Daawat Islami Maulana Abdulhabib Battari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan at another place in Chittagong, in which the Islamic brothers related with various walks of life were also present. Rukne Shura informed the participants about the religious and welfare activities and encouraged them to support Daawat Islami wholeheartedly. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited, moreover Rukne Shura offered dua. رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا عبدالحبی وتاری الانگ ود ممبر آف انٹرنیشنل افیئرز ڈپارٹمنٹ، ہیڈ آف بنگلہ دیش مشاورت، ادر ریپرزینٹیٹیوز وزٹڈ مدری مرکز فیضان مدینہ ان رنگونیا چٹاگونگ اینڈ میٹ ود دا ریپرزینٹیٹیوز اینڈ موٹیویٹڈ دیم ٹو انکریز اینڈ اسٹرینتھن دا ریلیجیس ایکٹیویٹیز آف دعوت اسلامی۔ رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا عبدالحبی وتاری آفٹر وزٹنگ چٹاگونگ ڈپارٹڈ فار ڈھاکہ۔ آن دس اوکیزن رکن شورا ٹولڈ مدنی نیوز،
اس وقت ہم چٹاگونگ میں ہیں اور ڈھاکہ جانا ہے، فجر کی نماز پڑھ لی ہم نے، آن دا وے تقریباً 4-4.5 گھنٹے کا راستہ ہے۔ اللہ کریم ہمارا سفر آج کا خیر سے پورا فرمائے اور ہم سب کو اپنی منزل پر خیر سے پہنچائے۔ آپ سب سے بھی گزارش ہے مدنی قافلوں میں سفر کرتے رہیے۔
We have some tragic news that Baba Alam Uddin Rahmani, the father of the head of Nankana District Mushawarat, Muhammad Shakil Attari, passed away. Rukneshwar Haji Apurza Attari led his funeral salah. The family members, relatives and friends of Muhammad Shakil Attari, local Islamic brothers and the representatives of Daawat Islami's departments attended the funeral salah. Rukneshwar led the funeral salah and offered dua for the forgiveness of the departed. The departed was laid to rest at a local graveyard. Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat says that motivation should be given like this at the time of the burial. Pay attention, O devotees of the Holy Prophet. Chapters from the Holy Quran will now be recited. Listen to them carefully, then azan will be called. Answer it, then dua will be offered. It is the first night of grave for the deceased. It is a time of great difficulty. The cursed shaitan tries to lead the deceased astray. When the deceased is asked, "Who is your Lord?" the cursed shaitan points towards himself, advising the deceased person to say, "This is my Lord." In such a tricky situation, calling azan is immensely beneficial for the deceased, because by virtues of the azan, the deceased is saved from the trickery of shaitan. Blessings descend due to the azan, the deceased one's grief is removed, his nervousness is eliminated, the torment of the fire is removed, and he is saved from the punishments of the grave. Furthermore, answers to the questions asked by Munkar Nakir, the two angels, are also recollected.
It is a huge favor of Allah Almighty that He has enabled us to behold the blessed moments of Ramadan Mubarak once again. This month is to earn reward and seek forgiveness for sins. During Ramadan Mubarak, if a fasting person is healthy, he will feel pleasure in performing worship. Therefore, the fasting person should observe precautions in eating and drinking during Sahri and Iftar. Otherwise, he might find it difficult to complete the fast. Let's watch this report in this regard by Muhammad Amjad Attari.
In the month of Ramadan, special dishes are prepared at home during Sahar and Iftar, in which a variety of food items are available on the table. These are some of the foods which, if eaten in large quantities, are harmful to the health of the fasting person and may cause him difficulty in worship. Fasting people like to eat cold drinks and cool things to get relief in Sahar and Iftar. Avoid using cold drinks and poultry foods in the selection of food and drink at Sahar and Iftar, as using cold drinks and poultry foods can lead to colds, flu, stomachache and heartburn. What to eat and what not to in Sahar and Iftar. In this regard, Dr. Abdurrahim said,
اگر ہم بات کریں سحری میں تو سحری میں آپ ہلکے روغن کے پراٹھے بھی کھا سکتے ہیں، آپ روٹی بھی کھا سکتے ہیں، ساتھ میں آپ نارمل سالن لے سکتے ہیں جس میں زیادہ مرچ مسالے نہ ہوں۔ اس کے ساتھ ساتھ آپ دہی کا استعمال کر سکتے ہیں، بہت زیادہ فائدہ مند کیونکہ اس میں پروبایوٹک ہوتا ہے تو وہ آپ کے پیٹ کو کافی حد تک پروٹیکٹ کرتا ہے۔ اس کے ساتھ ساتھ آپ جو ہے وہ سادے پانی کا استعمال کریں تاکہ کوئی بھی اگر آپ چکنی چیز یا مسالے والی چیز کھاتے ہیں تو اس کی چکنائی آپ کے گلے وغیرہ میں جمے نہیں، تو آپ کو دن بھر اس سے جو میڈیکل ایسڈ ریفلیکشن فیل ہو رہا ہوتا ہے وہ چیزیں کم ہو جائیں۔ इफ्तारी में तरीका कार ये होता है कि क्योंकि आप 12-14 से 15 घंटे का जो गैप होता है बॉडी का, उसमें एसिड से रिफ्लेक्शन बढ़ जाती है, तो ऐसी सूरत हाल में ये कि आप 2 से 3 खजूर का इस्तेमाल करें, उसके साथ थोड़ा सादा पानी पिएं, तो बॉडी को थोड़ा रेस्ट दें।
डॉक्टर अब्दुल रहीम फर्दर सेड दैट मिनिमाइज द यूज ऑफ पोल्ट्री फूड्स इंक्लूडिंग मीट एंड फ्राइड फूड्स इन सहर एंड इफ्तार।
सहरी के अंदर खाया तो सब कुछ जा सकता है, लेकिन इसमें बस आपने कोशिश ही करनी होती है कि आप ज़्यादा तली हुई, ज़्यादा स्पाइसी चीज़ों को अवॉइड करें, क्योंकि ये चीज़ें आपको बदहज़मी का बायस बन सकती हैं। आप नॉर्मली रोटी हो गई, या इसके अलावा आप बहुत हल्के घी का पराठा हो गया वो आपने ले लिया, बहुत कम रोगन का या बहुत मिर्च मसालों का आपने सालन ले लिया, साथ में दही का इस्तेमाल जरूर करें।
Allah has given 12 blessed months in the year. The most blessed of these months is Ramadan, in which the gates of heaven are open and the gates of hell are closed. Therefore, we should be careful in eating and drinking at Sahar and Iftar so that we can worship Allah in the blessed month and give thanks to Allah.
Let's show you Madri Marvel from the UK, where by the grace of Allah Almighty, Fazan-e Farooq-e Azam Masjid was inaugurated at the worshipping place of non-Muslims in Dudley, West Midlands. The first azan was called for Jumu'ah Salah. On this occasion, personalities related with various walks of life and the Islamic Brothers participated. The head of Wales delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to take full part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami. Let's learn more in this report.
Alhamdulillah, the religious movement of the devotees of Rasul is spreading the teachings of Quran and Sunnah all around the world. Dawat Islami has achieved another feat. The construction work of Fazan-e Farooq-e Azam Masjid was started in City Dudley, West Midlands, UK, by purchasing a place of worship for non-Muslims under Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris of Dawat Islami. In a short time, a beautiful and magnificent masjid is built here. Amir al-Sunnah named this masjid Fazan-e Farooq-e Azam.
توفیق کر اس کی تو پھیلے قبلتین و خیف و نمرا کر کرم مولا.
This masjid was inaugurated with Jumu'ah Salah. An ijtima was held before Jumu'ah in which personalities related with various walks of life, devotees of Rasul and representatives of Dawat Islami were also present. Moreover, the head of Wales delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to take part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami wholeheartedly. The first azan was called at Jami Masjid Fazan-e Farooq-e Azam. Moreover, first Jumu'ah Salah was also offered. Moreover, dua was offered.
Allahu Akbar,
عاشقان مصطفیٰ کی
دعوت اسلام زندہ باد,
دین ہے سب کو سکھاتی
دعوت اسلام زندہ باد,
امت کی ہے خیر خواہی
دعوت اسلام زندہ باد,
باعمل ہم کو ہے بناتی
دعوت اسلام زندہ باد.
اسلام کی دعوت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی ہی, اور داعی سنت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی.
After Jumu'ah, the head of Wales met with the participants. Moreover, the Islamic Brothers congratulated him on the construction of Fazan-e Farooq-e Azam Masjid in Dudley, appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami and shared their views with Madani News.
Dekh ke tabiyat bahut khush hui, bahut khush hui, bahut khush hui, bahut acha kaam ye log kar rahe hain. Tabarak wa taala, Dawat Islami khas taur se Hazrat Amir Sunnat hain, Mohammad Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri sahab, unki bhi unki lambi umr kare aur unke faiz ko Allah tabarak wa taala jari aur sari rakhe.
Aaj iftitah hua hai, hum yahan aaye hain ahle mohalla قرب جوار کے لوگ تشریف لائے, تو یہ تنظیم پہ کام کر رہی ہے, ان کے کام بڑے دیر پا ہیں, بڑے اچھے کام ہیں, نامے درمے قدمے سکنے کے ساتھ تعاون کریں.
آج کے اس مبارک موقع پر میں تمام کو مبارکباد دینا چاہتا ہوں جن نے صبح و رات محنت کر کے اس مسجد کے افتتاح کا سبب بنے. میرے پاس تو الفاظ نہیں ہیں کہ بھئی میں ان کی تعریف کروں. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی یہ محنت یہ کاوش قبول فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس ادارے کو قائم دائم رکھے.
I was fortunate to read today's Juma prayers at Fazan-e Farooq-e Azam Masjid at Starbridge Road, Dudley. Congratulations to all the brothers and members of the community for the time and effort they have spent over the last couple of years in bringing this project to fruition and to opening the masjid. Today was my first visit to the masjid, and I had an opportunity to walk around. I was impressed with the quality of work and the facilities that are available to members of the community, and I hope that they will continue to grow from strength to strength. It was really good to see many worshippers there today.
With respect to the construction and inauguration of Fazane Farooq Azam Masjid, the head of Wales told Madani News.
Aaj bahut khushi ka din hai alhamdulillah azwajal is waqt Delhi mein hum maujood hain UK aur ek aur daawat islami aur ameer ale sunnat ki barkat hai alhamdulillah ye jagah kuch arse pehle humne li thi gair muslimon ki ibadat gah thi aaj jumatul mubarak uski grand opening hui hai kaseer tadad mein ashkane rasool aaye the ameer ale sunnat ko tamam ashkane rasool ko بہت بہت مبارک ہو کچھ ہی عرصے پہلے یہ جگہ لی تھی اور آج یہ عالی شان خوبصورت مسجد بن گئی ہے فیضان فاروق اعظم امیر علیہ سنت نے یہ نام عطا کیا تھا اور آج ماشاءاللہ یہ فیضان فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ یہ مسجد جو ہے وہ اوپن ہو گئی ہے اللہ تعالیٰ سب کو فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا فیضان عطا فرمائے آپ سب کو بھی بہت بہت مبارک ہو نمازیں بھی ہوں گی تراویح بھی ہوگی اور ساتھ میں مدرسۃ المدینہ بھی ہوگا تربیت گاہ بھی ہوگی اور بہت ساری چیزیں یہاں پر دعوت اسلامی کی ہوگی آپ سب کو بہت بہت مبارک ہو مدرسۃ المدینہ بالغان بھی ہوگا ڈڈلی کا یہ ایریا ہے جو برمنگھم کے پاس ہے بالکل سراؤنڈنگ میں الحمدللہ کثیر تعداد میں مسلمان رہتے ہیں اور دعوت اسلامی کا یہ عالی شان مرکز الحمدللہ آج یہاں پہ فرائیڈے کے دن اوپن ہو گیا ہے آپ سب کو بہت بہت مبارک
ڈیئر ویورز سو مدنی چینل یو ہیو بین واچنگ دا مدنی نیوز آف دعوت اسلامی Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May dawat-e-islami be granted acceptance. Protect it from evil and adversity.